Morning to you, the Map Man, Triple M, Echoes of Pink Floyd, Australia's largest scale Pink Floyd concept show will finally tour, and it's touring here in Mildura, and it's happening Saturday the 11th of August, this coming Saturday at the Mildura Arts Centre. You can grab your tickets online, simply go to mildurartscentre.com.au. Paul Bindick is one of the band players. He's the keyboardist in the band. Very good morning to you, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt Man. I'm fantastic. How are you going?
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us. Of course, you did tour Mildura before in 2015, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. We toured in 2015 at the Arts Centre there. We had a great time, a great show, awesome audience. Since then, that's 3 years ago now, we've ramped the show up considerably and really looking forward to getting back there with our new show for the folks in Mildura.
All right, so it's a two-hour full-scale concert from what I believe. What can you tell us about how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first set, basically the highlights from the 1979 album, The Wall. So we've just plucked out all our favourite tracks from that album. And we run through that and, do it in full costume too. So we, create a bit of an atmosphere of The Wall album for the audience.
Right.
And then the second half of the show is, we have a break, and the second half of the show is pretty much greatest hits. So a lot of the songs that the audience will know from the radio, and plus we've got a couple of deep album cuts and a few surprises for the real hardcore fans in there as well. So, yeah, the show, by the time we do the whole show, it's probably two and a half hours once we get through it all. And, and it goes really, really well. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic. So many hits when it comes to the great band Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, of course, Brain Damage, Comfortably Numb, Learning to Fly, Money, of course, one of my all-time favourites, and so many other hits. It must be difficult to be able to pick, what songs to perform on the night, is it?
You're absolutely right, Matt, man. That's probably the hardest thing is working out what songs we don't do, because as you pointed out, Pink Floyd, they're such an iconic band, brilliant music, and had a really long and successful career. So, we could stand there for 6 hours and play, to be honest. We know that much stuff, but it's just a case of really trying to pick out the absolute gems, the ones we think the audience will love. And as I said, we like to put in a few little surprises for the hardcore fans, maybe a couple of things they're not expecting. That's all part of the challenge, I suppose.
You better believe it. Now, the Brick in the Wall Choir, what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're lucky enough that we're able to work with some local kids from the Mildura Theatre Company, and Glenn Barrow from there has really helped us out. Look, what happens is, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will remember the iconic song where the kids are singing, "We don't need no education,
yes.
We don't need no thought control." Yeah, well, we're going to reproduce that live on stage for the audience. So it's an absolute highlight of the show, and wherever we tour around Australia, we get local kids to do it, and they absolutely love it, and to be honest, so do we. We have a great time.
You're touring the capital cities, you're touring the regional towns. How's the tour been so far?
It's been excellent. Last weekend, we just went through Wagga and Griffith in New South Wales, and we've also been through Brisbane. We've been up to the Sunshine Coast. And after we visit you guys in Mildura, we're going to head out to Wangaratta and Sale, and then we're moving back into New South Wales, and we're going to do Sydney and around that area as well. So the audience have been great. We always do a little meet the audience thing after the show and have a chat to them, and just some of the comments people make and the lovely feedback they give us, and it talks about the great memories that we can evoke for them from, some of our audience members have seen the real Pink Floyd in action. So it's great to connect with them and have a chat about the show too.
All right, well, I can say it's the Echoes of Pink Floyd. It's happening this coming Saturday at the Mildura Arts Centre. Grab your tickets online. Simply go to mildurartscentre.com.au. We've got a few doubles to give away as well at some stage soon, so keep it locked here to Triple M. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning. Looking forward to catching up on Saturday.
Matt, man, thanks for having me on your show, and to all the listeners, thanks for listening, and hope to see you down at the show.
Paul Bindick, the keyboardist, and make sure you check out the show this coming Saturday night at the Arts Centre. You don't want to miss it right here at Triple M.